From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Syrian opposition activists say intense airstrikes killed dozens of people in rebel-held areas just hours after a new U.S.-Russian agreement was reached to try to end the violence. The Aleppo Media Center said 45 people were killed in and around Aleppo Saturday. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 30 people were killed in Aleppo province. Another 39 were killed by airstrikes in neighboring Idlib province. Abu Khalid is a white helmet civil defense worker in Idlib. He says now it's the period of the Eid. People are coming together to buy things for their children. They targeted them, and the strike landed in the middle of the market, which caused a high number of deaths and injuries. The injured were moved to hospitals in suburbs because the hospitals in Idlib are full. Earlier Saturday, Syrian state media reported the Assad government was ready to abide by a cessation of hostilities called for in the new agreement. The ceasefire is scheduled to take effect at sundown on Monday. South Korea and the United States began their search for radioactive materials Saturday following North Korea's fifth and largest nuclear test. The South's Yonhap News Agency said an investigation team would collect air and water samples to test for radioactive materials such as xenon. The UN Security Council and world leaders strongly condemned the underground nuclear test and agreed to work immediately on appropriate measures. Bangladeshi police said they shot dead a suspected militant believed to have played a key role in July's deadly cafe attack. Abul Karim was suspected of being one of the planners of the attack, which left 22 people dead. This is VOA News. At least 23 people were killed and nearly 70 others injured after a boiler exploded and caused a fire in a factory in Bangladesh on Saturday. Fire officials said that the explosion at the five-story Tempeco Foils Limited factory was huge and that the fire spread quickly because flammable chemicals were stored at the facility. An investigation is underway. At least 11 people were killed by a 5.7 magnitude earthquake that struck northwestern Tanzania's Great Lakes region Saturday. Local police reported about 100 injuries. The U.S. Geological Survey said the tremor was felt in nearby Rwanda, Burundi, Uganda, and Kenya. Republican vice presidential candidate Mike Pence went on the offensive on Saturday, saying that Democrat Hillary Clinton's behavior was not in keeping with what should be for a presidential candidate. Speaking at a campaign event, Pence said that Clinton's remarks that some of Donald Trump's supporters were deplorable showed a lack of respect for the American public.
They're factory workers and coal miners. They're farmers and business owners. They're law enforcement officers and veterans. They're students and they're seniors. They're moms and their dads. They're people who believe in freedom and in the God-given liberties enshrined in our Constitution.
Clinton released a statement Saturday, one day after she said at a fundraiser that half of Trump's supporters were in what she called a basket of deplorables, racists, homophobes, sexists, and Islamophobes. The former Secretary of State said Saturday she regrets part of her statement, calling it grossly generalistic, and walking back her assertion that Trump's supporters fit that description. But she went on to say it is deplorable that Donald Trump has built his campaign largely on prejudice and paranoia. President Barack Obama paid tribute to the nearly 3,000 people killed in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. In his weekly media address, the president urged the American people not to give in to prejudice or fear.
After all, terrorists will never be able to defeat the United States. Their only hope is to terrorize us into changing who we are or our way of life. That's why we Americans will never give in to fear. It's why this weekend we remember the true spirit of 9/11.
On Sunday, the president will observe a moment of silence at the White House. Later, he will speak at a ceremony at the Pentagon honoring those killed 15 years ago. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.